Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to the award-winning Probably True. Please be aware that this podcast may contain strong language and adult themes. It would be boring otherwise.
I saw a couple of guys walking down the street holding hands today. That always makes me smile. In fact, I probably look a little bit creepy because, like, gays. Grinning weirdly at these two boys as they just go about their everyday lives. But I do it anyway because it's good to encourage this kind of thing, and it does my heart good to see it out in the wild and not just in spaces set aside for the gays. I've held hands with boys in public too. Not often, but that's mostly because I've rarely been with someone long enough to get to the hand-holding stage. It's quite a milestone. Normally I'm just like, well, you're very attractive, perhaps I could buy you several drinks and then kiss your face. And when that actually is allowed to happen, something inside my head just clicks and suddenly all the things I found really cute and endearing in the getting to know you phase suddenly start to really get on my tits. And then I'm like, oh, you again. What? Which I suppose isn't what you want to hear when you've just woken up next to me. Although, once, at university, a young gentleman's first words to me on waking up were, oh, I thought you'd have gone by now. And then he rolled over and pretended to go back to sleep until I left. Which was awkward because I thought he was joking until he just completely ignored me. He literally just laid there and played dead until I got up and put my clothes on. Which was a bit of a liberty because he was one of those people who insisted on cuddling in his sleep, and not just like one arm around me, but all four limbs clamped onto me, like a full body version of a face hugger from Alien. And at least they had the good grace to let go once they'd shoved something down your throat and done their thing. I couldn't have got him off without some kind of industrial equipment. Wait, no, that came out wrong. I couldn't have got him to let go without some kind of industrial equipment. Anyway, where was I? Holding hands, yeah. Usually, when I did hold someone's hand, it wouldn't be a full handhold. I like having my hands free and not too warm or sweaty from other people, so it would just be like a linking of pinky fingers, which I personally thought was adorable and sweet, but my ex thought was indicative of the fact that I was afraid of commitment. Which was true, but I was only afraid of commitment to him, because he was super codependent and I felt like I was being smothered all the time. Looking back, it was a lot more controversial at the time to walk down the street holding hands with a boy. This was back in Yorkshire in a pretty rough mining town, and there were always stories about people getting the snot kicked out of them for spilling someone's drink, or that time someone got stabbed in a shopping centre because some nutbar thought he was looking at my bird. So for two funny-looking gay guys, one with long hair and eyeliner because I was going through a fancying goths phase. So for two guys to walk down the street holding hands would never just be an unconscious act of intimacy. By necessity, it had to be a conscious act of defiance. Some of the people I know listening to this are straight and might have trouble grasping this. So if you're not a queer, just take a moment to imagine what it's like to be in a situation where every single time you want to show your beloved some affection in public, you have to deal with the fallout. It can be exhausting. There would be looks. There would be muttering. There would be the possibility of shouts of, "You puff!" or whatever. Once I remember holding hands with him in public and some young girls walked past us going, "Ugh, benders!" And without missing a beat, he turned, looked her up and down and went, "Ugh, trash." For me, being a wannabe rebel at that time, that response was pretty fucking awesome. I was like, wow. And just really into him after that. Not into him enough to keep going out with him, but still into him. A friend of mine at university once told me that he never held a boy's hand in public in case someone hotter saw that he was in a relationship, because that made it harder to get with the other guy. I think about him sometimes. Mostly because that is the single worst reason to not show affection to someone you're dating. If you're into them, it shouldn't matter what other people think. And if you're not into them, or you're waiting for something better to come along, you certainly shouldn't be with them. Don't be with someone just to kill time, or because there's nothing better around at the moment. Be with someone because you like them, and you want to actively be with them. Anyone's better than no one is not a good philosophy. It's not healthy for you, and it's not respectful for them. Of course, I've gone pretty much the other way, and now it's, no one unless it's Jason Momoa or maybe Ollie Alexander, but neither of them have responded to my DMs, so what do I know? I think one of the reasons that it took me such a long time to be okay with holding a boy's hand in public, you know, not that it happens much at the moment, but I'd be alright with it if it did. It's more that I haven't found someone I want to hold hands with, rather than not wanting to hold hands at all. So many men are just deeply mediocre. Anyway, one of the reasons it took me so long to be okay with holding hands was that part of me was always still waiting for the comments or the shout or that first punch. And that kind of stuff does still happen, even somewhere like London, even today. In fact, there was a story only yesterday about some guys being attacked after they left a gay-friendly music festival in East London, which sucks and shouldn't be a thing. But in general, yeah, I think I'm better when it comes to public displays of affection nowadays. I don't mind them, as long as it's, you know, not too over the top. Like, a kiss is fine, holding hands is fine. But some stuff's just too much. Constant snogging like you're trying to eat each other's faces is too much. And I don't just mean that for queer couples, I mean that for everyone. Either get a room and bang it out, or put them down and remember that you're in public. And if you are going to get a room, at least let me watch. I could hold the camera or something. I went out for dinner once with someone that I actually used to like as a friend, and his boyfriend was there too, and part of the way through the meal, he leaned over and licked food off of his boyfriend's face. No words, not passing a napkin pointedly, just neither of them thought this was weird. They just carried on eating their dinners as if nothing had happened. I was speechless. I wanted to kind of point out that that was a really gross thing to do and that we were in public and, you know, all of these things, but I just couldn't get the words out. After a couple of seconds of just sat there in shocked silence, I just got up and left. Middle of dinner. Didn't say anything, just picked up my jacket and fucked off. He's dead now. Well, he might not be, I haven't bothered to check, but he's dead to me, and that's the same thing, really. Speaking of food, though, I was feeling quite fancy the other day, so I took myself out for a Nando's. That's right, I don't need no man to take me out, I can live my best life by myself, doing what I want. So yeah, I was in Nando's, inhaling a Fino pitter with chips, and over the nom 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 noises I was making, and the splattering as droplets of peri-peri sauce rained down around me, I noticed these two young guys, still teenagers, I think, who were obviously on a very early date. They were so into each other and flirting and giggly, it was adorable. And as I watched them, I realised that they were completely unaware of anyone else in the room. They were just totally absorbed in each other and this early stage of the relationship. They weren't looking around, making sure they weren't going to get beaten up or worrying what other people were thinking. They were just sharing a plate of chips and like, oh no, you have the last one. Oh, yeah, no, oh, you have it. Oh. Over the last few chips, and I realised that none of that would have been possible for me when I was their age. Partly because Nando's hadn't been invented then, and I don't think going to McDonald's in the 90s would really have given off the same vibe. Harsh downlighting and orange easy white plastic tables don't exactly scream a classy date. But then the main reason it would never have happened with me as a teenager is because I don't share food. I'd have been, get your own kin chips, touch mine again and I'll stab your hand with a fork. And yes, I am still single.
This was Probably True, the Multi award-winning storytelling series written and produced by me, the Multi award-winning Scott Flashheart. If you liked what you've heard, you could share it with your friends, leave a positive iTunes review, and sign up at probablytruepodcast.com. If you didn't like it, you can find me on Twitter as UnlikelyLad. Come at me, bro.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.